This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. He's tall and lanky, and he wears his wide-brimmed Stetson without the least bit of affectation. But there's definitely something different about Charlie Crockett. He is certainly no cookie-cutter cowboy. Maybe it's growing up in the Rio Grande Valley, the son of a single mother, or living on the streets as an itinerant musician drifting from the valley to New Orleans and New York before winding his way back to Texas. Whatever it is, he's got a sound and a style that's garnering raves from the likes of Rolling Stone magazine and Billboard, where his latest collection of songs landed in the top 10 on the blues album chart.
I've been telling baby, I ain't got no place to go.
But calling his music blues can be misleading, for his music seems to weave some kind of thread that ties together the Big Apple, the Big Easy, and that great big valley in South Texas that he once called home.
My grandmother was the last one living down there. We had this old trailer, and it was falling apart, and she lived there until right a couple years before she died. And then, so that place, that mobile home isn't there anymore, but there's another one with different trim that's still there on that same farm road just outside of Los Fresnos.
Do you remember seeing that old Freddie Fender face on the water tower?
Oh, it's
down
one
there?
Of the most memorable visions of my childhood is that water tower.
I bet. Do you know who Freddie Fender was? Because I heard you were into hip hop when you were growing up.
Well, I was a lot, you know, kind of that's just the radio thing. But I mean, I was watching the Johnny Canales show. Like, that's the earliest television show I can remember.
You got to tell us who Johnny Canales was for those who don't know.
Oh, I mean, he was like the man. He had a television show that was really big, like a variety show down in the valley, and like all the great South Texas stars and national stars would come on there and stuff, and you know, would come on and they'd announce him and they'd say, "Take it away, Johnny," and then the show would start up, and you know, you'd have everybody came through there, Freddie and Selena and Christofferson, all these people, you know.
Wow.
Lots of really great Tejano stuff too, you know, so it's like I grew up around that, and then as I got older, radio influenced me. I found that my modern connection to blues, that stems from discovering hip-hop.
I was born in South Texas, didn't have a dollar to our name. My papa left my mama there to pick cotton and cut down sugar cane. She had to work like a slave all day, so I might have better spend my time in the sunshine ray. I'm working, baby, I'm working.
From there, I started getting into like the soul musicians and the blues artists and stuff that a lot of times they would be sampling. Obviously, I got into street culture, just being a transient kind of itinerant musician. And then that's when I really started getting into a lot of old time spirituals, a lot of drinking songs.
You remember first time you heard, because a lot of people draw a line, a rather direct line between the music you're doing today and some of those great old standard country songs, like by Hank Williams and that kind of. You've done some of those songs.
Well, I've done this. I ain't done them near as good as he done them, or as any. I'm not nearly as good as any of them, but I love that music, and you know, I really believe in that sound. I'm really drawn to it.
Well, I stopped there to ever join in town. It's only got me down. I got this honky tonk blues. Ooh, the honky tonk blues. Hey, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky tonk blues.
What is it that sound has? I almost want to say authenticity, but it's, you know, that's such a vague word. That's just such a weird word.
Well, it's funny you say that, though, is it does sound like a generic term, but, do you remember Al Bell from Stax Records?
Yeah, sure.
So he and I become friends. We met at a festival in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And when he told me, I mean, he really liked my music and what I'm doing and stuff, and mm-hmm. and he's come to see us play. And he said that at Stax Records, where I mean, he developed a lot of those artists. He was the guy doing the A&R, and then he really ran it in the golden years.
Right.
And so some of my biggest influences from Otis Redding and Windy Renee, you know, he helped build them up. And he said exactly what you said. He said the difference back then was that we truly did this based on authenticity. And the way that he said that to me, as generic as that can sound, it just resonated with me, because I think it was Loretta Lynn that said, you know, you're either first, best, or different. I ain't first, I ain't best, but I'm me.
Now, darling, I am not afraid to, not afraid to love you. I am not afraid. And sugar, honey pie, I ain't gonna hurt you or let you down.
What are you thinking about yourself right now? Because you're getting a lot of traction right now. I mean, you're what? You got 5 albums out? Is that right?
Yeah, since 2015, I got one in the can that we gonna release sometime this later this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So things are really looking great for you. I mean,
I'm glad you think so. I'm really grateful that these rooms that I'm showing up to, that there's people in them. You know.
Well, I think we all are grateful, too. I mean, because it means that spirit of that music's still alive.
Oh, man, I love it. Look, I mean, Hank Williams was playing popular music, if you think about it. I mean, if you look at what he was doing by the time he was a teenager on those radio programs and the versatility of the programming and the music that he was doing and the jingles and all that stuff,
yeah.
By the time he gets hooked up with MGM Records and all that, he's just, I mean, he was writing standards is basically what he was doing, or at least singing them when he wasn't writing them. And you could say the same thing about Robert Johnson. He was a Delta blues
that's
guy.
Right. Yeah.
But if you really listen to his music, you can hear the influences of the big radio stars at that time, like Bessie Smith. B.B. King said that about the Delta. He said these blues ecologists like to come down to the Delta and say, well, these guys are from this section of the Delta, and that's why they sound like this. And so on and so forth, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, well, I'm a Delta boy, and I'm here to tell you that I was outright copying Blind Lemon Jefferson from Dallas and Lonnie Johnson from New Orleans, and I outright was imitating them. And that really stuck with me for my own journey, because even those people that we have now kind of lionized as traditional kind of folk kind of idols, they were influenced by the popular music of their time. And so for me, that's where the hip hop stuff comes in, because across the genres of music, there's a lot of watered down stuff going on these days. And it's not for me to classify what genre is this, that, and the third, but there is authenticity.
And as many great musicians have said in the past, there's only really two kinds of music. There's good music and that stuff is not so much.
Yeah.
And
just how honest you're being. You know, you can't hide yourself when you're singing. You know, it tells your story just by the way you sound.
How low can you go? I think I got a right to know.
Charlie Crockett's making some very good music, y'all, and you need to get caught up with this if you're not wise to it yet. Very nice to get a chance to meet you and to say hello. Thank you so much for stopping by the studio of Texas Standard.
Oh, man, it's me and my lady, we listen most every day.
That's great. That's really cool.
So it's you know, if I hear myself on there, I'm gonna probably shed a tear. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Praise all mine.
How low can you go?